Here we are in August, that mysterious month that isn't quite summer and isn't quite fall, but somewhere in between. Driving around the forest, you start to see that our summer flowers like bee balm, black-eyed Susan, Joe Pieweed are starting to reach their peak and maybe even fading a bit, and they're being replaced by the rich colors of yellow and purple of our showy fall flowers. All around us, the fields are beginning to turn into a lovely tapestry of ironweed, asters, and goldenrod. This is the time of year when one of the most fascinating of all biological processes is occurring. The final generation of monarch butterflies are completing their transformation from egg to caterpillar to pupa to the super generation of monarch butterflies that will migrate over 2,000 miles to their winter home in the Sierra Mountains of Mexico. Monarch butterflies are among the most beautiful and familiar butterflies we have in West Virginia. You've probably seen them with their black bodies and wings that are kind of an orangish brown to reddish color with black veins running throughout and a few white spots along the border. Let's start with the marvelous metamorphosis of the monarch butterfly. Female monarchs usually lay a single egg on a milkweed plant, and each egg is formed inside the female before she lays it, and it has an outer hard shell that protects the developing larva inside. The shell is lined with a layer of wax, which helps keep the egg from drying out. A monarch stays in an egg stage for about 3 to 4 days, and from that egg emerges a caterpillar. That's the second stage of this amazing metamorphosis. It's during this stage that monarchs do all of their growing. In fact, that's about all they do. They begin life by eating their eggshell, and then they continue to eat the milkweed plant on which they were laid. When the caterpillar has become too large for its skin, it molts or it sheds its skin, similar to what a snake does. At first, the new skin is very soft and it doesn't provide a lot of protection, but then it hardens and it molds itself to the caterpillar. Now, the caterpillar often eats the shed before starting onto the milkweed plant, and every time it molts, it's called an instar. So the monarch caterpillar actually goes through 5 stages of being a caterpillar or 5 stages of an instar, and it all happens within a period of 10 to 14 days. As the caterpillar sheds its skin for the last time, it attaches to the stem of the plant or the leaf, and it forms what's called a pupa or a chrysalis. During this pupal stage, the transformation from the larva to an adult is finally completed. And this stage lasts about 10 to 14 days, and just before the monarch emerges from the pupa, you can actually see the black, orange, and white wing patterns through the pupa covering. And finally, the butterfly emerges, completing this amazing life cycle. Now, normally, when monarchs emerge, their only thought is about reproducing. But right now, in mid to late August, we have what's called the super generation of monarchs. When they emerge, they have a very different job. They have to migrate to the overwintering grounds in central Mexico. In part 2 of this story, we'll talk about that amazing migration to Mexico, a journey that can span as far as 3,000 miles. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is District Ranger Cindy Sandino on the Marlington White Sulphur Ranger District, Monongahela National Forest.